That's what he's trying to do.
All right, so the first thing on the agenda this evening is the approval of the minutes from our last meeting in November of last year. So I'm not sure everybody had a chance to look at these. Anybody remember what happened at the meeting?
We met.
So I asked the two changes be made. On page three, at the end of the paragraph, at the top of the page, the last sentence, he thinks it's a rather minor change, although it is considered a major amendment by this body. I suggested it be a major amendment by the village code, not by the body. And at the end of the second full paragraph on the page, one of the big factors that influenced the slight raising of the site, I think that the spell check picked up the wrong spelling of site. I think it's S-I-T.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Right.
So anybody else got any other changes that they want to make in these minutes? So can we have a motion to approve?
Oh, here you go. Oh, if we're doing proofreading, I got a question for you. on page three, the second to last paragraph, what is that? If it is, it's a figure I'm not familiar with. 3.5/12. Is that 3/12? Is it? Because no, is that correct?
It's
a slope measurement.
Okay.
Is it for every 3.5?
Oh, by 12 feet.
Rise by 12.
Gotcha. Okay. Fine. All right. Very good. Because the rest were all whole numbers, and then I saw the 3.5.
All right, so can we have a motion to approve the minutes as amended?
Make motion.
Is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion? You want to call the roll, please?
Ms. Ryan?
Here. Yes.
Mr. Rule?
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien?
Yes.
Mr. Griffin?
Yes.
Ms. Fishman?
Yes.
Mr. Crosby?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
Yes. All right, second thing on the agenda this evening is the pre-filing conference by Concordia with an application to amend the existing plan development. As we try and make sure everyone understands that these pre-filing conferences, this is for information only. We want to hear from you in a rather truncated fashion what it is that you want to do, why you want to do it, how you think it's going to impact the village. We'll tell you after your presentation what concerns the board or the individual board members may have, what we want to make sure you address when you file your application. But there's no application on file. Because there's no application on file, we're not taking a vote. We're not making any recommendation. Anything that's said tonight is not part of the record that ultimately will go before the village board. So if you make some statements or make presentations tonight, you have to make it again if you file the application. Fair enough? All right, so everyone who's going to address us this evening, if you'd stand, please, so you can be sworn in by the secretary.
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will give true testimony in the matters before this development review board?
Yes.
Okay. So if you, the applicant or the, you're not the applicant yet. You'd like to go ahead and make the presentation so that we can understand what you're looking for. That'd be great.
My name is Glenn Steiner, and I'm here on behalf of Concordia University this evening. We're very pleased to be back, and we're also pleased to be able to help you all get together for the first time since November. So that sounds pretty good. We, in brief, we would like to add a cellular site to our campus. And we have two today, dating back to 2010, on our parking structure. One of them is from AT&T, and the other is T-Mobile. And so at a very high level, we would like to add Verizon. And so we're going to talk briefly about that with you this evening. If we could go to the first slide. So this was all in your packet, and I don't want to just read it to you because that's not necessarily helpful. But we would like to add the Verizon site to the south tower, which would necessitate a 10-foot increase in the height of the structure. And so it's currently at 65 feet. We want to go to 75 feet. And the increase in height is to allow for Verizon to co-locate with T-Mobile at a different elevation. So T-Mobile is currently just above roof level for the original structure, and so screening was added at a 10-foot height to enclose them originally. Verizon will co-locate vertically above them, and so we would like to go another 10 feet and add additional screening or enclosure to hide the Verizon site. So
is it the same tower, same corner we're talking about? We're not talking about a different corner of the garage, right?
Correct.
Okay.
It's the same. So we have one at each end on the west side. To the north is AT&T.
Right.
And the one that we're proposing the change to is at the south, and that contains T-Mobile. And the south stair tower contains the elevators for the building, if that helps to, I don't know if you've ever been in the structure or not, but it's above that stair tower that we want to go.
So it's a different tower from the AT&T one?
Yeah, yes, sir.
That's what I'm asking, yeah.
I'm sorry. AT&T has a site at the north stair tower, and T-Mobile is at the south.
Right.
And so we would like to add to the south stair tower to allow Verizon to co-locate with T-Mobile.
Okay.
Am I answering your question?
I think so. I'm just physically, here's the four corners, one here, and there's going to be two here and one here, or one, two, three, or that's
okay.
What I'm saying.
Sorry, it will be two together at the south there,
okay.
And then one.
Okay, there you go.
At the north.
Very good,
okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
AT&T's on the northwest corner. This is the southwest.
And it will be cozied up with T-Mobile?
Vertically above.
But vertically above, yeah, but I mean in the same general.
In the enclosure footprint.
Same enclosure, yeah.
Yes, it doesn't change in
right.
dimension except for height.
Right.
And so the dimension of the enclosure will remain the same. The height will need to be increased by 10 feet.
I see.
We view this as a real good opportunity for everyone, for the village and for Concordia. That end of town does not have very good coverage from Verizon. And I'm going to defer the coverage issues to Claire when she comes up to talk to us. She's with us tonight from Verizon. And there are in your packet charts that illustrate. But the coverage is not good. And so that doesn't benefit residents. And that does not benefit the Concordia community either. We have a lot of Verizon customers on the campus. And so we see this as helping to improve overall cellular coverage in the area. Frankly, this is also another opportunity for the university to earn some revenue. So we view it as a positive for the community. The the primary change, I'd like to illustrate to you in picture, if we could just bypass that one. So this is a view of what it looks like today. We are looking to the northwest at the tower. And so up at the top, you can see where the windows stop, but the building continues on. That's the current enclosure. And I think there should be pictures of that in your packet, I believe.
Yep.
At least if you'd go one more ahead. And so now what's happening is the idea was given to us, and it was a good idea, to not just continue the blank wall vertically up, but to make the stair tower appear as if it continues on. And so the glass that you see now, the first 10 feet of that would be new, not there today, and then the next 10 feet would become part of the new enclosure that wraps around the Verizon site. So from an appearance standpoint, we feel like this aesthetically is better, and it makes it look like it was meant to be, instead of this block added on top of the stair tower. So this is a primary view, and that is the primary change. The other sides of the enclosure are the stealth panels, as you would see, to match what you would see today. And so they're solid, no glass, no appearance through them. We are also utilizing the same access point that T-Mobile does today, so we're not adding any additional access to the area. We feel like this provides aesthetically as pleasing an element as we can, given the fact that we are making an addition. Before we switch over to Claire, are there any other specific questions about location on the building, the height change, what's happening at the stair tower with the physical structure?
the stairway stops there, right? And so it's, and beyond, behind the glasses is just kind of black to give an illusion of something being there?
Correct. Okay. The stair tower and the elevators will only go to the fifth level where they do today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's a decorative, well, it's a glass, but there's, I assume, like I said, some kind of black board or something, or is painted black on the inside or whatever.
It is decorative, though. You're correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
There's no need to get up there for maintenance or at all?
There is. And so opposite the glass on the back side, so like where the cars park, right next to the stair tower door that goes out onto the fifth level, there is a secure ladderway that goes up into the site today for T-Mobile. And that will also serve the future need of Verizon. They will go in and out for maintenance the same way. And they do go in to adjust and or maintain their equipment from time to time. Well, T-Mobile has. We're assuming that Verizon will do the same.
Is it common to have multiple, I'm just curious, multiple carriers in the same kind of a enclosed thing?
Our understanding is yes. That it is common. And in this case, our earlier contract with T-Mobile required notification of any significant change, of which this is. And so Verizon reached out to T-Mobile, and they've talked, and they are in agreement on the co-location. Claire could address this further, but I believe this kind of co-location occurs all the time in the cellular industry because sites like this are a little hard to come by in urban areas.
What's on the village's tower here? Is there more than one?
The tower behind the village hall?
Yeah.
That's AT&T. That's not actually ours, but okay. I think that's that may just be AT&T. I don't know what else is back there because we don't.
At one time, I think there were about four different carriers, but I think there are fewer there now.
So it's pretty, what they're talking about is pretty common. Mm-hmm.
It's not, when the village has a water tower, if there's a high point in the community, it's not at all uncommon to see multiple carriers mm-hmm. run cables up and put equipment on water towers.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, so the construction is going to match the stairway enclosure there. As shown on your picture, everything's going to look like it was there from the beginning when the construction is complete. Is that correct?
Yes. We think more so now because we're extending the glass up through today. If you'd back up just one slide, Lisa. See, the glass does not continue on today. And if you'd go back, Lisa, here it does. And so we feel like we're really improving the overall look by continuing the glass up through the face.
The old meets the new in the glass portion.
Yeah.
There's that thin strip there. I assume that's glass, correct?
Yes.
And that's existing right now.
Lisa, would you go back one slide?
Yes, it is. Okay. I see.
There you go. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to be sure before I answer. If there's no other questions on the structure itself, I'd like to ask Claire to come up and just walk through the slides with you on the coverage side. And then I'll come back up to talk about the letter that we submitted with some requests for waivers.
I was going to make a mistake comment.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's semi-humorous, but looking at this one, I was thinking you could go medieval instead and go up another level and have crenellations around the top. maybe your society would create an anachronism and people would enjoy that.
Advance the slides for you so you can go through it every
time. Okay.
It just feels like it goes up to the top and then there's not like too close to the top. Like defining band up there, but minor aesthetic.
Yeah, the only comment, sorry to jump in, but you might want to consider that top band of glass going to the faux stone to mimic what you had before. In other words, like right now the glass with your new design just kind of extends all the way up and just dies.
Disappears into the air.
While this, what you had before, I kind of like that, the stone being the top band. So, in other words, you only add one band of glass, and then the next band would just be the stone.
Would be cheaper, too.
Yeah.
Well, of course, keep in mind the original garage design, the glass went right up to the top. This was an add-on. So it stopped here, and so you basically had it stopping here anyway.
Which is why it has that narrow...
Yeah, it's got a little gap there.
Suggesting.
The detail sort of says, okay, then there's a little layer, roof layer at the top of the building. The way it's been, and this is like an aesthetic quibble, but the way it's been executed on the other image, on that image,
yeah,
that's not there.
Right.
And so
right.
That's why it looks a little bit like it just got snipped off at the top.
Yeah, and I mean, you might be able to remove that top pin band and then basically move that up to the top. You get what I'm saying? If you extend the glass all the way up, it'd be nice to have that thin piece at the top and do away with the one down below.
So yeah, that's true.
I think that's option A. Option B would be
doing the top band just in the faux stone,
right.
The way that it was before, but just moving it up a leg.
Okay.
I wasn't sure whether you were going to say it.
We will ask the Verizon architectural folks to consider that.
Okay.
That's right. Hello, everybody. My name is Claire Blanc. I'm representing Verizon Wireless. The main purpose of the installation is designed to provide additional cell capacity to the area. This will provide more reliable coverage in the area and will allow more users to use service at faster speeds. If you can go to, I believe it's after, yes, this one is it?
This is current coverage.
Yes. So, yes, that one, yes. Okay. So if you look at the first map labeled existing coverage, you can see that the areas in the light blue and the light green, currently have unreliable in-vehicle and residential capacity coverage. So it's all the green, all in the middle areas. So those currently do not get very good coverage at all. As it stands now, this is pretty much the entire area. The second map, if you could, yeah, there we go. The second map is expected capacity after the installation. As you can see, there is a pretty significant area represented by the dark blue where we will have reliable residential capacity coverage. So this site right here is set up, it's right directly in the middle, and then all the blue around there will increase coverage. Does anybody have any questions on those maps? Sure.
Yes, I just have the one, the proposed coverage one in front of me, because those colors are kind of hard to figure out.
The proposed coverage?
The proposed coverage is the one I have. And
the other one is
Hold on, I'm sorry.
They're kind of mixed up. So there's the current, okay. And then you flip two pages, and there's a proposed.
Okay, so it benefits that part of River Forest and Into Park, right? That's the one that it hits. I'll say it right now before I have a chance to say it later on. I'm over on Thatcher near Chicago, and they have Verizon. Overall, I like Verizon a lot, but my coverage is not very good, and it has never been good. And in the western part of River Forest, that way, it's not very good. So this doesn't really, me personally, it doesn't really impact me.
So you're still in the more green area under the proposed coverage.
Yes.
Right.
The question I was going to ask is, it sort of seems like we're talking to Concordia guys, but it seems like a no-brainer for you to be talking to Dominican.
Right.
That would be,
yeah.
That would cover that.
Right.
But that may be in the works.
So we have spoken in the past. We have spoken to Dominican to try to do something, mm-hmm. and I don't believe that they were able to make anything happen. What they do with these rings are they pass them on to us, and they give us a specific area where they need additional coverage. And this specific area was a very small, tight ring, which covered a lot of residential area and Concordia University. It wasn't really in the Dominican area of where they needed additional coverage. Although I do see on the map there is coverage needed, they may be working on that. We are only past certain rings and only allowed to, you know, vet certain candidates.
Just out of curiosity, so what is your, you know, what kind of coverage does a tower like this give you? I mean, so is it, you measure it in feet, you measure it in, what is it, what kind of range does it give you? I could guesstimate here, it looks like it goes, I don't know, what about a few thousand feet in each direction or something maybe at the most?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't have the exact measurements. I can get that information for you. This specific type of site is for capacity. So it's not meant to go in huge length and distances. This one is specifically for the capacity, which is to cover small areas.
I see. If you look in the upper, I've done cell implementations for the diocese. But if you look in the upper left corner at the station at Triton, that how large an area that covers, that's a very different signal strength and a very different kind of, you know, installation. This is more of a spot infill installation. And you can see there's another one over there at William Heath, at William Hatch, right? Over to the right in that part.
Yep.
And it has a similar kind of coverage, in fact, a little bit smaller. And it's not like it just suddenly dies, it's just the field strength meter.
Right.
Reliability goes down, so they try to get them as close as possible. Sometimes the limitation is just because it's not, you know.
So I think what would be helpful when you made your presentation was to, you know, give us some, beside these maps, you know, give us some idea of what area this is going to improve the coverage in, you know, what's weak in this part of the village, you know, how this particular tower is going to help the village. You know, I don't particularly care how it helps Concordia with revenue, but I'd like to know, you know, how it helps the village residents, either in the stationary place like a house or in a car, how it's, because you're asking us to make a change in our zoning code or make an amendment to our plan development, and I'd like to know how it's going to benefit. How this particular change is going to benefit the village.
Or quantify in terms of population that will be affected, or residents that might be affected, that kind of thing. I don't know if you have a Verizon subscriber count in that area and say there's going to be X subscribers that are positively impacted by this change. Because this is a really hard thing for a lay person to look at and go, yeah, it looks good.
Because it's a relatively small area we're talking about. That it's going to significantly impact, according to the shading on the map here. You know.
So if you can get like a hard number saying we've got 150 subscribers who would move from unreliable vehicle up to this such a level.
I just want to make sure Frank has
that. Would be really concrete.
I'm not sure if they can do that, but I can definitely see what I can get. Okay, so there are two more maps.
Okay. Well, we got some different colors.
Yeah. So the next set of maps is labeled coverage by sector or antenna and depicts the current installation before and after coverage. This shows the antennas and the installation by covering each by color. The proposed set of antennas would reach as far north as North Avenue, east to, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing this wrong, Euclid Avenue, south to Chicago Avenue, and west to Forest Avenue. This installation is designed to increase the capacity for users in their homes, at their businesses, on the roads, experience faster speeds and more reliable service than what they are currently experiencing. So the first one is going to be by the sector. And then the sector is each set of antennas. So we'll have three sets of antennas on this proposed installation. So, and then the second one, let's see. There's one individual coverage. If you go all the way to the last one, this one. This one will show you exactly what will be covered. It's just the name of, yeah.
So I think that this last picture, you know, is the most helpful.
Right.
To show us, you know, what areas of I'm not sure if I live in Forest Park North or River Forest, but what areas of this on the map are going to be helped by the tower? Because it looks like it's all, everything you're talking about in River Forest, it's going to help us, and that's what you need to emphasize when you make an application and come before us.
It's actually helping out the parking lot a whole lot.
Right. So that's the way I, that's what I think that the kind of the way, one of the things that Concordia would be very helpful to present this last graph and show us what areas are going to be positively impacted by this.
And if you could, you know, on that map, just for comprehension, because it's a River Forest board, if you could indicate the River Forest village boundary.
Okay.
Because that will because of your internal naming convention, calling it Forest Park North, it's throwing it people off a little bit, I think.
Okay.
Just from a perception.
We're just giving her our
time. But putting the village boundary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and anybody else have any suggestions for what would be helpful if we had proof or evidence before us or facts for us to try and make a decision on?
How far up and above, Cliff, do you know? This is going to take us how far above our zoned code? Mm. Do you know?
Well,
I mean, we're above it now.
We're above it now.
Yeah, so it's 10 more feet.
Yeah, offhand, I don't have that in front
of
me.
Well, I think what they can, what you can do is you can give us, I don't remember if the dimensions of the stairwell are in here or not, but you can tell us what the dimensions of the stairwell are so that we know, you know, what the size of the structure that's going to go up 10 feet.
I mean, was that 2010 when this came before us before? Wow, I didn't think it was that long ago. But, I mean, I remember what we looked at, you know, what you could see from the street. We had the idea of elevations.
I think what John's talking about would be very helpful that, you know, you ought to tell us how this is going to look to the neighbors, particularly when I think the village has approved a five-story condominium building across the street.
Right. And, it's a beautiful light.
Yeah, I'd like to know a resident in that building, you said it here from the street, you're not going to see anything because of the buildings that are there already, but you know, what's somebody across the street in the five-story condominium, what might they see?
Is this going to put them above that five-story condo?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they went to 7. Yeah,
they went up, but I forget how what the height.
Then they came back down again.
Right. A little bit, yeah. Just, yeah. Right. It was going to be up quite a bit.
They were like 62 is what I remember.
What do you guys know what this total height is?
75, they're talking about.
This is 75? Okay.
75.2 or something like that, John.
So we could have it double as like a platform diving. We'll put a pool below it and bingo.
We could put the pool on the top deck of the parking.
I think we put a restaurant and bar up there. What are you talking about? In the round, you got a great view of the whole village, and man.
All right. So anybody?
Yeah, revenue for the village.
Dr. Whitty or Mr. Steiner, anything else you want to tell us about? Thank you, Ms. Verizon.
No, I don't think we have any other comments at this time. Well, one comment I would make is from the view across the street for the new building, we can take a run at what that would look like, maybe with a rendering of some kind. I think that's what you're asking for.
Right.
Yeah, and the dimensions, I believe, just off the top of my head, are about 12 by 18, the enclosure, and you will view the 12-foot section. That's what you'll see. But we'll take a shot at that with a rendering.
You provided good elevations and good renderings and things like that last time. Mm-hmm. They were very helpful. And well, I think what Frank is saying, something at least along those lines would be good to do again. And we're also talking about, you know, well, 10 feet is still a fair amount. You know, now you know what kind of shade and implications it might have. And, you know.
Since it's southwest.
Oh yeah, it won't
it's
really.
It's only going to shade the top deck of the parking
lot. Southwest, yeah,
right.
You're right.
And then in the morning, it's going to shade further into the Concordia campus, where that's basically.
Well, all the more reason for them to put it on paper and illustrate how it's not going to impact.
Okay. Okay, any other comments from the board? Any other suggestions as to the kind of information you'd like to get that would make your decision? Thoughts that you would like to have when you make your decision?
The new dorm, is that right next door to this? That's in the south, to the south of this structure, the new dorm?
Okay. Correct,
this
yeah.
Is sort of a, there's a drive for
yeah.
Thing.
Yep. What was the height that we approved on that?
Five stories.
Five stories.
Our parapet is around 58 and a half, 59 feet, and there's a mechanical unit on top of the building that goes to about 64, roughly, 64 and a half.
It's below the lower of the two
yes.
antennas already.
In the packet, I'm sorry, Frank.
You could tell us if there's any place else on the campus that this could be done easily. And the answer to that may be no, which is fine.
I think the key word there is easily. And the answer to that would be no. This particular site, what's interesting about it is when we came before you, we had anticipated a third carrier at that time within the enclosure that was built. And that was Clearwire. And they have since gone out of business, and they never exercised their right to be there. They felt like they could operate on the same plane as T-Mobile in the intervening sectors where the antennas were not. And so we were set up for that, for both power and data, telco basically, at this site. So on our campus for cellular antenna site, this is really the best because we already have power available and data available and existing pathways to get to these stair towers. So I think, Frank, if I could answer your question, could we do it elsewhere? I mean, anything is possible, of course, and so yes, but we're sort of tailor-made to take a third site here.
You also might consider, is there any other place, you know, in the village near this location that could provide the same function easily? And I don't think of anything that's this tall. You know, can't think of any alternative locations. So
top of the new building.
Top of the new building, yeah. But just things like that would just help the presentation.
Yeah.
You didn't discuss this before. Why does Verizon need to be at a different height than T-Mobile? Can you just talk us through it? Because you were talking
about I'll defer to Claire.
So
inside that current enclosure that T-Mobile has, there's four corners. Each corner, they have a set of antennas.
I see.
Three panel antennas. So right now they have three. That's the typical number of antennas that sectors that a carrier uses. So when Clearwire was going to go in there, they were only going to use, they're a smaller company, so they don't need as much coverage. They were only going to use one sector of antennas. However, Verizon is a pretty big carrier. We need to have that three sector of antennas also. So therefore, the best option for us was to just go directly on top and then use the three corners just as they did.
Okay.
So we would need an additional 10 feet.
Okay.
Okay. Any other comments, questions?
Yeah.
So the applicant has asked us to waive certain requirements of the application that they don't think are necessary because of the scope of this application. So I think that if anybody has any comments or questions or about any of these waivers, you know, we can talk about them individually. Because I don't think we want to, if there's, we can either vote to waive everything in one vote, or if there's something that's of a concern, you know, we'll take them individually and see if there's anything that we think, the type of information we would like to have, even though if they requested a waiver.
And this still requires the same neighborhood within 500 feet and all that
yes.
stuff, right? Yeah, I assume. Public
will be a public hearing, I mean a hearing and that Concordia will conduct, and then they'll make a report of that as part of their application.
Right.
We've already done the neighbor hearing.
Already, yeah.
Well, the neighbor meeting, but not the public hearing.
You already did the neighbor meeting?
That's already done.
Okay.
And there was a mailing 500 feet from the entire perimeter of the campus done ahead of that to invite folks to come out.
But what about these applications, application waivers? Anybody have concerns about any of these individuals, any requests?
Well, let's walk through them.
All right, scale site plan. Anybody got problems with scale site plan being waived?
No. Okay.
Computation of lot area, setbacks, common space location, parking spaces. That's number two.
Mm-hmm.
Floor plans, uses of area, and floor area.
Maybe a drawing just of that specific corner up top of the stairwell again to show the access ladder and that kind of thing, but not floor plans in general.
Yes, sir.
In the application, you will have the complete set of construction drawings from Verizon, and so in there will contain all of those details for you. So it will be there.
That's good. Landscape plan.
Putting some bushes up on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about a green room? A green room.
Right now.
You have a green room.
Yeah.
Is that a green room?
We'll not have a roof this time.
Okay. Traffic study.
Okay.
How often exactly is that going out with the truck?
All right, 13A and B. What is, I don't
see economic impact.
Okay, that's the
economic viability.
Economic viability. I think that 13A is. We should still have the financial capability of the applicant to complete the development. You know, I think that you ought to tell us what the cost is and what the, and just tell us that you've got the money on hand to complete the construction so that we don't approve something that gets stopped halfway because you don't have enough money. But the economic viability, I don't think is necessary. So perhaps you could just withdraw your application from the application, the request for the waiver of 13A. Mm-hmm. All right, environmental impact study. Anybody concerned about increased gamma rays or whatever it is from the cell towers?
Wrong frequency, but yeah. It crossed my mind that with the student residents right across the way, there may be students who are like, I don't want the room.
They're going to get sterilized by this or something?
Yeah, it's not ionizing radiation, so it's not going
to. Oh, okay. All right.
I'd be more worried about them hacking into it.
Yeah,
that's what I'd be worried about.
Right. Wires across. And
yeah.
Hacking into the network connection.
All right. The application is supposed to discuss the increased demand on village services.
That's something staff addresses anyway, so I don't. If there's something that the applicant anticipated, that's fine.
Okay.
The village doesn't object to the request for this waiver.
Okay. Off-site utility improvements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than asking a waiver for some of these, which would, you know, look like we're waiving a whole lot of stuff, you know, you could just say, for example, that there are no off-site utility improvements
in your application. Rather than waiving it, to say,
yeah, just tell us there are none.
And not.
Then
doesn't
then
feel like
right.
Mm-hmm. Skipping over steps.
Yeah. Yeah. So
we agree.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was on number 16.
That's number
16, correct. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
And a site drainage plan.
Do the same for number 15 as well.
And those are.
Would you like us to state that there is no impact to our drainage plan?
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah, just do that.
That's good. Handle.
Sure.
Yeah. And Lisa suggests you do it for 15 also.
I was just going to say, would you like it for 15 that we anticipate no increased demands?
Right. So if you're...
Well, there are
15, 16, and 17, they're withdrawing those requests. And
we would, and I believe you also discussed 13A, which we would withdraw.
Right.
I guess traffic study is actually a way of the requirement because we're saying because of this, landscape plan might...
Yeah, I think the rest of these are
Asco natural.
Yeah. All right. So, are you okay with what we're talking about? Did you withdraw some of these requests for waivers?
I just wanted to go over the numbers, if I could, one more time with you. I show on my page here, withdraw 13A,
right.
Withdraw 15, 16, and 17. Did I miss one?
No.
Sorry. Yes, we will
right.
We will include verbiage in the application, and we will.
All right, is everybody on the board comfortable with these?
Yep.
So somebody want to make a motion that we grant waivers for the application for this list as it's been amended by Concordia this evening.
I think it's 5, 6, 7, 8.
And 14.
14.
Right.
I so moved.
All right, is there a second? Any discussion? All right, so it's been moved and seconded that these application requirements be waived for this applicant. Ready to call the roll, please?
Mr. Crosby.
Yes.
Ms. Fishman.
Yes.
Mr. Griffin.
Yes.
Ms. O'Brien.
Yes.
Mr. Rule.
Yes.
Ms. Ryan.
Yes.
Chairman Martin.
Yes. All right, so those application requirements will be waived. You know, remember that this was only a pre-filing conference. There's no application here for us to consider. You may change your application or your presentation before you come before us again. We may have other questions that weren't asked this evening. And that this hearing tonight is not part of the record when you file your application, so that everything that you have said this evening, you know, you have to submit to us again at the time that the application is actually considered. Do you have any questions?
No, and thank you very much for your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. All right.